Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm so glad you joined me again today. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like, one minute you're on top of the world, and the next, you're spiraling into a pit of despair. Let's be real, life can be a roller coaster. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate those ups and downs with more grace, more power, and ultimately, more peace? Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a touchy-feely guru or suppressing your feelings, definitely not. This is about understanding your emotions, harnessing their power, and using them to make smarter choices, build stronger relationships, and live a more fulfilling life. It's like having a superpower, except this one comes from within. Alright, let's break down the 5 key takeaways that will unlock your emotional intelligence potential. 1. Self-awareness. Think of this as knowing yourself on a deeper level. What triggers your anger? What makes you feel joy? When do you tend to overthink or shut down? Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. Journaling can be a great tool for this. It's like having a conversation with yourself, uncovering those hidden patterns and motivations. 2. Self-regulation. Now that you know your triggers, how would you respond? This is where self-regulation comes in. It's about managing your emotions effectively, choosing your reactions instead of letting them control you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and your inner monologue is going wild. Instead of letting frustration take over, practice taking deep breaths, visualizing a calming scene, or listening to your favorite song. It's like having an emotional thermostat keeping things cool even when things heat up. 3. Social awareness. Empathy is the name of the game here. It's about understanding other people's emotions and perspectives, even if they're different from yours. Ever notice how some people just seem to get you on a deeper level? They're probably rocking strong social awareness. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, and unspoken cues. It's like being a detective of human emotions. 4. Relationship management. This is where all those skills come together. It's about building and maintaining healthy relationships based on trust, respect, and open communication. Think about your most fulfilling relationships. What do they have in common? Likely, it involves good listening, clear expression, and the ability to navigate conflict constructively. 5. Motivation. This is the driving force behind your actions. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding emotions, it's also about using them to fuel your goals and aspirations. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful allies. They can either propel you forward or hold you back. When you tap into your inner motivation, fueled by a clear purpose and a positive mindset, watch out. Think about that time you had a major presentation at work. You know the feeling, butterflies in your stomach, racing thoughts, maybe even a little bit of stage fright. That's your emotional intelligence in action. If you handled it well, you probably used some self-regulation to calm those nerves, social awareness to read the room and connect with your audience, and motivation to deliver a powerful performance. T. You're already an emotional intelligence ninja. But what about those times when things don't go so smoothly? We all have them, that awkward conversation, the frustrating misunderstanding, the moment when you just want to scream into a pillow. But remember, even in those moments, your emotional intelligence is there to guide you. It's about taking a step back, analyzing the situation, and choosing how you want to respond. So, what are some practical steps you can take right now? Start by tracking your emotions throughout the day, simply jotting down what you're feeling and what triggers those feelings. Next, try practicing mindfulness, taking a few moments each day to focus on your breath and observe your thoughts without judgment. This will help you become more aware of your emotional landscape. And remember, folks, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to be open and vulnerable with yourself and others. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So go out there, embrace your emotions, and unlock your true potential. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a boost of emotional intelligence. Let's spread the wisdom together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.